Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We were just talking about a guy at the Red Sox game who caught a baseball in his pita bread.
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, he was eating a gyro, it looks like.
Yeah.
And now he's got tzatziki sauce all over him because it blew up on him. He's still chewing on the pita, but he lifts it up. He literally caught it in the pita pocket like he was using it as a glove. And I was merely asking the question, is catching a foul ball worth having a pita explode on you at a baseball
and
game?
Probably an $18 pita at that.
Yeah.
But I think he was hamstrung because, first of all, it was not like a, it wasn't a rocket into the stands.
No.
But it came kind of quick. Don't clip that, please. And
do you think he just reacted with the pita?
Yes. I think that he's got it in his lap. He's sort of side eating.
Yeah.
For more room because there's no one in the seat next to him.
Did he Ricky Henderson basket catch that in the pita?
I don't even think he saw it coming. His head's down. He was messing with his pita and it went into his pita.
So you're saying that he had no idea what had happened until that
look
pita
at his,
exploded on him.
Watch his head. You can see him easily because he's got a hoodie on.
Yeah.
He does not see that ball coming. It hits him right in the pita.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, now that I think about it,
he
you're right.
He doesn't see it.
I think he is managing a pita side saddle,
yes,
and it lands in the middle of his pita.
He is surprised when a baseball hits his pita. And then he holds it up.
He holds it up. It is smack dab in the middle of it. I'll tell you what, I think I'd be a little pissed.
He looks like Luca.
He does look a little bit. And clearly he's drunk. He's like, and everyone around him loves it. But look at that. He's wearing a Red Sox jersey. That jersey is ruined now. He's got to sit there the rest of the game with that covered.
Yeah, because I just don't think you're going after a baseball with your pita bread. You know? That
wouldn't
Although
make... it kind of makes sense. I mean, it is.
It's like a little catcher's mitt.
It's a little catcher's mitt. A little saucy. Question is, do you then eat the rest of the pita?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah, right. I mean, that pita's not cheap.
No. And it's delicious.
Yeah. And the other one is, will they replace? Because clearly when you look at that pita, it's kind of empty now. The contents have exploded. Do you think do they replace that pita for you?
No.
Can you go up to the Red Sox and be like, hey, what? I was minding my own business. I didn't mean for this to happen. And the pita explodes on me. You don't get a free pita off of that?
I don't think so. Well, I was grabbed by a headline today.
Mm.
Now, this may just be headline writer.
I'm sure it's a headline writer, but they got you again.
They got me. I clicked on it, and I'm going to read it to you.
What do we got?
Austin Novosad turning heads in quarterback competition for Oregon football. Why are you laughing?
That is the definition of clickbait.
How do you know?
You're not down there. That is the definition of clickbait.
Well, how do you know that? You're not down there. You're not watching it.
He's turning heads.
What?
Whose head is he turning?
All of their
people's
heads. People's heads.
We won the Natty!
Coming into spring camp and eventually this fall for the 2025 college football season, it has been fairly or unfairly assumed that Dante Moore will be the starting quarterback for the Ducks. This is from Yahoo Sports, by the way.
Yeah.
The writer here is Don Smalley of DuxWire. But redshirt sophomore Austin Novosad didn't come to Oregon to just hold a clipboard and watch from the sideline.
No one did. Thanks, Tips.
Novosad wants to play, and he's doing everything he can to make sure he does just that.
You're telling me that a four-star quarterback recruit wants to play? Holy Santa Claus S.
His efforts and development on and off the field haven't gone unnoticed by head coach Dan Lanning. He says, quote, I think the guy's just a winner.
Yeah.
I mean, he has become really comfortable in our system. He understands it, you know? And I think that Coach Stein and the offensive staff do a good job of continuing to push that. But he's really just level-headed, end quote.
That's just, clearly he's ready for a Heisman Trophy.
Lanning continues, I think he's going to see some great quarterbacks in front with Dylan and Bo.
I think he's got to see some.
Oh, yeah,
he's already seen
I think
them.
He has gotten to see some great quarterbacks in front of him with Dylan and Bo. And that experience of seeing how those guys operate day in and day out and what he can be, he's a guy that can make every throw. He's a good decision maker and really a leader of our team. 6'3", 205 from Drippin' Springs, Texas.
Yeah.
Drippin' Springs.
Yeah.
He's self-aware. He knows how much he's grown and developed, and he is gunning for Dante Moore.
It goes drip, drip, drip.
He said, I would say just my leadership and execution of like a faster-paced offense coming here. We have a lot of checks, a lot of different schemes and play calls. And then now being able to kind of NFL style, being able to take a play call from Coach Stein and then relay it to the whole huddle and execute it at a high level has kind of been my biggest area of growth. So basically playing football.
And then don't forget, Gary Bryant Jr. said, I love Austin. I've been getting a lot of reps with him, and he's a deep ball thrower, and every deep ball is right there on the money.
Boom. See, dude, it just keeps getting better.
Can we now bring up the one where Tez Johnson said that Dante Moore is going to win a Heisman Trophy? Or
this season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Ferguson said that it was the best arm he's ever seen. I mean, this stuff is just so... You got clickbaited again. That's what these...
Well, I don't think this says...
That's just what those...
It's not. It doesn't say he's going to win the job. No. It just says maybe he's looking pretty good, which is fair.
I'll just tell you, every spring practice... I don't care what program you look at. Every spring practice, the backup quarterback right now looks great. Love them both.
I thought for sure he'd transfer.
Fantastic. Yeah, he's going
to
stick around.
But maybe they probably talk. See, this is probably fed to the Yahoo guys.
Yeah,
or whoever wrote this, Dan, whatever. Because the coaches want to create the competition.
Yes.
Because they probably kept him around by telling him, hey, dude.
It's a competition.
You can win this job.
Yes. Well, and this is one of the problems that every coach is having now across the country is, and another reason why they don't really want to do spring games. I think you're going to see more and more coaches slow play this decision. Because if you come out and you've been there for 3 years, and you come out and you get told you're not the guy, right after spring practice, dude, thanks for coming, man. I'm going to go find some place that I can go play. And that's perfectly fair for a guy to do. So I do think more and more coaches are going to slow play this sort of thing or even feed into the narrative. It's too close to call. And this is a really open competition. And look, he may end up being the guy, but all signs and anyone that I've ever talked to down there says that Dante Moore is the guy. So, you know, does that mean that's locked in stone and nothing can change? No, but I would be very surprised if it's anyone but him.
Well, at worst, if you know, Moore gets hurt or something,
yes.
It's nice to know you have a good backup.
Well, and that's the problem. That the other thing you have is that so every kid, as soon as he gets beat out, his first thing is I'm going to bolt. But very rarely do you see a team go through an entire season without an injury or without some sort of controversy. I mean, look at last year. You went into this with Quinn Ewers supposedly being the Heisman Trophy favorite, and Quinn Ewers got benched. Now, not for long, but Quinn Ewers got benched. And, you know, you look around the country, and very few times do you see a guy that makes it an entire season. It's just usually not the way it works. So you would love for these guys to stick around and keep fighting, but, you know, you have a limited amount of time. So when you do lose the job, and it's not like, you know, you've only been there for 1 year. If you've been there multiple years and you get passed over again, I totally see why that kid should go looking somewhere else.
All right. Well, keep an eye on that for you. With our sources.
He's looking really
looking pretty
good. Looking pretty good.
All right. The state of the SEC. Next, here's Buck.